Vayter and Shasar and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Picking up on Kuf Yud, he's about the bottom of the page. About, let's say, I would say 12 lines up or so. It's 3 lines up from the skinny lines, from the bottom of the skinny lines. Ketana v'chereshes. We know that we were talking about these are two different types of derabanan tikka marriages. That is, if a man goes and he marries as a ketana, derabanan, or a case of a chereshes, a deaf mute, that's also considered a case of a derabanan. And we said that if one, let's say the husband ends up dying and they fall to the Yavam, now the Yavam goes ahead and he does Chalitza or Yibam on one of them, it's not going to pot to the other one because there's not enough of a Zika amongst both of them. It's like a quasi shtickle toyota going on. We don't know which one he would want more. Let's take a look at the Gemara now. See, Amar of Nachman, Ashkechate, Lurav Adabar Ava, Lurav Chana, Chasne, so that him and his son-in-law, the Yasvei, become Kaveh Akvasa B'Shukat B'Mubadisa. They were sitting there, as Rashi points out, they were giving a shear in the Shuk and Pumbadisa, and the Talmidim were sitting around listening. The Amri, they came along and they explained, it's follows. Hold the Tanab, we send the Mishnah Ketan of Chereshes and B'Yasachas Me'am Putar Saratza. The one's not going to part to the other. Hai Mili, Hani Mili, did not follow me Acha Bikech. This is talking about a case where the brother, it fell from the brother who was a Bikech, was a regular straight up brother, and everything was good and day. Indian nice and the loy dina because we don't know. We don't know that it's good for him with the katana. It's better for him to be with the chereshes. Why would one be better than the other? Was it good for him to be with the katana? The asil leklal dea, because one day she's going to get to a level of dea. We know that a chereshes, a deaf mute, is considered a lav bar dea. She's going to come to dea, but even chereshes nichalei maybe it's better for to have that because the gadoli, because she's a gadoli right now. Basbiyahi aval naflu echav cheresh, and himself from a brother was a cheresh. The father becheresses nechle. For sure, he wants a cheresses because there's two things going for him. Bas biyahi and ubas minei. Everyone likes someone who is like similar to them. Vamina lula. I know, but I say back to him. Nice try. No, feel enough from echav cheresh nami misapkal. Even from echav cheresh, and fell to even from that, we still don't know which one was better for him. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Kitzit Takanasim. So what do we do? How do we fix the situation up? Rashi says, Kitzit Takanasim, the ketana becheresses hol ve'ina achas poteres sarasa. Since one's not patting the other, we know Cheresh is not able to, she's not even a bas chalitza he, right? Because she can't read the psukim. So what are we going to do with you? How do we fix it? They come and they say the following. What he should do is he should koneis the chereshes. He should do bring her in and then get rid of her with the get. Rashi says the chalitza's katana tipasala alay, because the chalitza of a katana is going to pass on her. On him. Ukatana, what the katana should do is tantana, shitaga vatachlis, wait until she gets older and then do chalitza. Bam, everything's good and dandy. Let's break it down. Amar Abchista, Shmami know what we hear from here is Kasav Rav. Must be the Rav is of the opinion that Chereshes Kenuya Umishu Yeres, the Chereshes, the deaf woman, she is in a matzav where she's. Okay, let me first take a step back. It was questionable about which one is which, because apparently there was known that one of them is considered Kenuya Mishiris, the other one's Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. One of them is considered like she's acquired, but left over a little, like a 50% relationship. And the other one is considered either 100% or zero. And so now we see it must be that Rav holds that Chereshes is Kenuya Mishiris, that she's the one who's like the 50% one, and Ketana is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya. She's either 100% or she's nothing. These Hakatai, the Chereshes is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya, Ketana Kenuya Mishiris. Because you thought it was the opposite, that the Chereshes was the Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya, she's either 100% or nothing. And the Ketana was the 50% situation, then Chereshes Samai Kone Samisiva Gat. Why would Rav go and say that you should go ahead, that the Yavim should marry the Chereshes, and then go and divorce her with a Gat? Why would you say that? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Aleph. She should be able to stay with him from a manavshach. Anyway, you slice the situation over here. Why? Because if this chereshes here was full on, then she's full on, right? At the time that they have a relationship, and therefore the zika is totally knocked off. And when the ketana now goes chalitza, it does nothing. It's not going to affect them in any way, shape, or form. And if she's not considered kenuya, then her nachas ba'almahi, then she's considered just a completely random person off the side of the street. And then the chalitza of the ketana, there's no shaychis in any way, shape, or form. So manav shach, it's going to turn out to be that the chereshes was able to live with the shavim even after the chalitza. So why would he say divorce? It must be. The rav must hold that the ketana is the one that there's a suffix whether it's fallen or not, and the other one's only 50%. And if you want to say, well, ketana, my time to not shetak v'tachlus, why should the ketana wait till she gets older, chalitza? Tisev gabe, she should go ahead and be able to be with him. hold off on the chalitza, leave on the chereshes, let him just be with the katana, and everything's great. I kanui he ha kanui, because if she's kanui, then she's kanui, and everything's great, and then the chalitza, then the chereshes woman's done, she's out. And he lav kanui he nuchris abalmi, then she's considered nuchris entirely. And the one's not related to the other, and therefore whatever the chereshes does doesn't do anything. So manavshach, he can be with the katana in such a matzah, so why is Rav saying that she has to wait to do chalitza? He's going to know, im kain. If that were to be the case, then what would we do with Chereshes? Chereshes, Mamet Tepek, how would she go out? Can't do Chalitza on her because she's not able to read the Psukim. Can't do Yibam on her because if the first one really worked, then now it's being over in Nisar, being with two different spouses, two wives falling from the brother, and that's not okay. But maybe the Katana was really nothing, and therefore she... Therefore, there's no the Zika still exists, and she's still stuck to the first one. She can't go out to the Shuk. Therefore, the Chereshes end up stuck in limbo forever if they do it in that direction.
Again, I'm a Rav Sheishes. How can I mistake the commentary of Chisa Libid Rav? It also makes sense. They're telling me learned in a Raisa. Shnei Achim Nesum Shtei Achoyos Yisamas. They have these two brothers that are married to two sisters. Do we have a ticket over here? Yeah, the Bach takes out the word Yisamos here. Ketana v'chireshes. One of them is a Ketana, one of them is a Chireshes. Meis Barilo Shel Ketana, the husband of the Ketana dies. Chireshes Yosef Beget. What happens is that now the Chireshes, remember as we said that the woman, the daughter, the Ketana is a Suffolk full on or a Suffolk nothing. And the chereshes is like a quasi cheti, 50% shaka going on over there. So therefore, if the baal of the katana dies, now the chereshes has to go out with a get because maybe she's 100%. She's 100% as she falls to yibum, and now we have this problem of a chosisha. So now we have that the death mute one is only a 50% thingamajig going on, and the other one might be 100%. Therefore, you have to do yibum or chalitza on her. You can't just let her off the hook. Now his original wife, the deaf mute becomes a chos kukaso, and therefore they have to get divorced. They have to send her out with a get. Kutana tam tada shetagim v'tachos, which gets older, and they go and do chalitz on her. Meis ba'il shil chireshes. Let's say the husband of the chireshes dies. Right, that's the 50% one. Then Ketana yotze beget. Now the Ketana has to leave with the get. For Chereshes asur the olam, she's going to be usher forever. Why is this? Because maybe she's not considered connected at all. Because it's either 100, it's either all or nothing, like Judaism. Just kidding. Am I okay? Come to age. Anyway, Meis by the show has the Ketana yotze beget. She goes over the get because maybe she's nothing. If she's nothing, the other ones there, but they have to go do something, and now it comes to chosuk kas. We got a problem for Chereshes asur the olam. She's going to be usher forever and always. Rashi says, "Why v'chesusur liolam a kenusa? If she can't go in the konsi, if she can't be koneser, because shabbat ketana kunei, because maybe the ketana is considered married to him, and therefore it's a chos kzurushaso. Ve'ein zekukalo ve'afilu meisa ketana achakach if she dies, apok esar chos ishto asur mishum eishes ach holu b'shas tefila niftar b'menu was parted from v'chalitza yevshar labas chalitza because she's not baschish can't read v'imba l'chareishas shuwe he broke the law." And he actually has a relationship with the chereshes, with the deaf mute. Rashi says, "Acha shagira shakatana nosin laget hotzer l'shuk b'manav shach." I mean, let's read the Gemara first. V'im by the chereshes nosin laget v'hotzer, he gives her a get, then she's good to the streets. And that is manav shach. How come? As Rashi explains, because if the katana is really full on 100%, and by or straight up by her husband, then the chereshes didn't, the deaf mute woman, doesn't need to do yibum or chalitza, right? She's out. There's no problem. So according to that, the Yavam, who has a relationship with his deaf mute against the law, was just involved in some sort of act, which is what we call promiscuous, but not okay, but doesn't have any halachic issues over here. And the other side of that would be that the katana is not considered connected at all. And then when he did, there was a yibum, there was actual straight on yibum over there. Everyone was supposed to do it. And then after the fact, when she goes and becomes full-on wife, and then goes and get divorced, that's why she's more to the streets. Says the Gemara, how does this back up, Rav Chista? If you want to say, like we said, that the chereshes is the 50% relationship and the katana is the 100, the all or nothing, mishamachi. Because of that, when he has a relationship with the chereshes, he gives a get, and now she's mutter. The amar, the manavshach, Then how nafka b'shem chosich, like we just read in Rashi. E lafkenu, if not, then shaper miyab, and that's straight up yibam. Ali yamad charsha kenuya ve'ena kenuya and ketana kenuya mishuyar. If you want to flip it, you want to say that maybe it's the death mute that's 100 all or nothing, and that the ketana is 50-50, then ki ba'a l'chereshes, a man doesn't get for the hutra. If he goes and breaks the law and he has a relationship with the death mute, then why would you say give a get and she's mutter? Have you lay bia psula? This is called a bia psula. Ubia psula lo pacha, and bia psula is not pater from having to do chalitza. This is a throwback way back to the nun dapim. Therefore, you wouldn't be off the hook. So it must be like we said. Everything's good and dandy. Now we try to knock it off, but then we bring it right back. Ha money says, no, maybe not. Maybe the title of the bride is someone else. It's Rabbi Nechemyahi. Damar be a psula putes b'chalitza. Taka does pat you from chalitza. So he says, nah, I Rabbi Nechemyah, the name of Seifa. How would you deal with the Seifa? It says that Misha Yo Nosish de Yisomos. If a guy is married to two Yisomos and Kitana v'chireshes, one of them is Kitana, one of them is chireshes. Umaisi dies. But Yavam al Katana, the Yavam has a relationship with the Katana of a Chazava, or Chereshes, then he goes with the Chereshes. Oshaba al Chereshes, or if someone else goes and has a relationship with the Chereshes, then Nesu Shteyam alav. Both of them become Aser because of the relationship with the Chereshes. Ketsa Takanasam, how do you go ahead and fix it? How can you fix the situation? Meaning, in a way, they can't be married to him anymore, but in a way, they can at least be married to the Shuk. Chereshi goes to a get, she goes out with a get. So Ketana, Tanta, Netsu, Takhtav, Takhtav, wait till she gets older and she does Chalitza. Now, Iyamar, Bishlam, Chereshi's Kunuya, Mishieres, Ketana, Kunuya, Vena, Kunuya, if they want to say that it's the deaf mute is a person who is 50% and that the Ketana is all or nothing. Virabanani, and you want to say it's a rabbanan, Mishamachi Tantanat Shtakov Tachlis. They have to wait till they get older and do Chalitza. The Dilma Kadimu Baal Chereshes Beresha, because if not, if we don't make this girl do Chalitza, then maybe people are not going to be able to make a distinction between that case and the case of a case, in the situation where the Yavim has a relationship with the Chereshes first. Havili Bia de Kitana Bia Psula, and that would be a Bia Psula. But if you want to say Rabbi Nechemia, Ha'amar be a psula patra, he says the patra's anyway. So, like, what would be the problem over here? So, why does it have to say? Why do you say that the ketana has to go do chalitza when the yavam has a relationship with the ketana first? Elish mamina must be rabbanon. This is all in the world of the rabbanon. And like Rav Sheshis had explained, it's fitty-fitty when it comes. It's a 50% situation when it's dealing with the chireshes, and it is a all or nothing when it comes to the ketana. Shma mina, shma mama mamina. Amar Rav Ashi, we try again to now walk Rav Sheshis off. Let's try. Armishes Marisha Nami Shemami Nadar Abanani from the Reisha, from the first part of the Braisa, you can go and see that the Nami Shemami Nadar, it must be the Rabbanan. And therefore, Rav Sheshis is good at dandy, the Ketana, because it says, what does it say in the Braisa? It's talking about the Ketana and the Chereshes, their sisters, and then the husband ends up dying, right? They marry, that they're both married, and now the one that got that was married to the Chereshes end up dying in Baal Chereshes. If the Yavim goes against the law and he's with the Chereshes, no son leget for Hutra, he gives the get and she's matter. Velo Katani. But the Braisa didn't say in the Matzev that when the husband of the Ketana dies, when the Ketana dies, in Baal Ketana, no son leget for Hutra. If he has a relationship with the Ketana, then he'll give a get in Hutra. Whoa, the fact that he didn't say such a thing, that's pretty intense. Must be because this is the Chachamim, and according to them, if the Yavam was over the Isser and was with the Ketana, she's now mutter to get remarried after she gets the get, right? She also needs Chalitza because of a Bia Psula, and therefore would not pater the Yavama Chalitza according to the Chachamim. As a Gemara, Imi Shubha, if that's where your Raya is, then Lo Iria, that's not a Raya. This is, I apologize, way I worded it before. It's not coming to try to knock off Rav Sheshis. It's trying to bring Rav Sheshis strong and to knock off the people coming against him. And this is a second way of knocking it off. But now we're going to see that it's not successful because Imi Shumav, that's really your logic. You want to prove that the Rabbanon are the ones because of that. That's not a Raya because Chiresh is the Lesa Takata Datera. When it comes to the deaf mute, there is no type of way of fixing the situation in a Mutter Tikka way.
right? Rashi says the lispa the katani b'cheres is a sur leolam. She's usher forever. So therefore, katani tekanta the sur brought up a tekana through an iser. But katani the iser tekanta the ter. But when it comes to the katana, which there is a way of doing it in a heter way, lo tani tekanta the sur. We don't bring up the tekana of the surah, but doesn't mean we couldn't have brought it up. Therefore, we have no raya from that one. Okay, but nonetheless, Rav Sheshi's way is stay strong. Rav Chis is good to go, and we said it's 50% is a relationship of the. Of the Chereshes, and see, they're all or nothing when it comes to the Katana. Zuck, the next Mishnah. More interesting to Abun and Dur, I said, the relationships. Misha, how you know, so let's say, some is Katana, so you have one guy, he's married to two girls, and they're both 8 years old, let's say, and they're both Yusomos, and then the guy ends up dying. Uba Yavam al Rishona and the Yavam, the brothers, you have Reuven dies, now Shimon comes along, what does he do? He does Yibam with one of them, V'chazu Balashnia. Then he does Yibam with the second one also, Oshaba Achavalashnia. Another brother comes in the second one. And what's the then? Beep, turn the page. Kufyat Alpha Mabayz. Lo Puzzle as a Rishona. He doesn't Puzzle the first one. That's like a Manavshach situation. Understand, we're talking about the same type of girl over here. So either it is effective or it's not effective. If it is effective, then when the first one was done, so then it's a full on, everything's good and dandy, everything gets shut down. It's also to be with the second one, but it doesn't affect the first one. And if the they're all considered nothing, then the first one's not effective, the second one's not effective either. It doesn't do anything. Therefore, it doesn't Puzzle the first one. Charishos. Similarly, if you have both of them were charishos, it's the same din. Ketana v'chireshes, what if you have a mix though? One of the wives is a ketana, one of them is a chireshes, she's deaf mute. But you have a mala ketana, if he's with ketana, which is a full, okay, but a ketana, if he has a relationship with a ketana, v'chazer v'bal l'chireshes, then he goes, he's with the chireshes, the brother goes and has that, then pasal the katana, that will pasal the katana. Rashi says, Mishum gzeira dilmakadum abal chereshes pareisha, because maybe they'll come and do this, the flip, the opposite situation. And the Gemara is going to say, V'alfagav, the manavshach hi shari alei, manavshach, it should be that the katana is going to be good to him. Holvi rishonahi, I kanuya hi, ha kanuya hi. If she's good, then she's good. I lav kanuya hi, the nachas ba'almi, and if not, then she's considered like a nachas, and therefore they're not even considered like a connected one to the next. But nonetheless, we do that. Ba yavam al chereshes. Let's say the yavam has a relationship with the chereshes. Chazu ba al katana. Oh, shaba achav al katana. Pasal the chereshes. That is going to pass the chereshes. Rashi says because shem katana kluy agula. He's 100% acquired. V'kinya chereshes mishereshes. He's only 50%. How about another type of situation here? Pikachas v'chireshes. Let's say a straight up woman who is a totally fine, good, dandy, wonderful, and good. I said good twice, didn't want to, but all right. In the hood. Pikachas v'chireshes. Let's say you have this woman that she's totally straight up normal and one that's a deaf mute, which again we said is not exactly 100% there mentally. Ba yavam aliki pikachas. Let's say you have a relationship with the pikachas. That's straight up 100% good. V'chazab al-chireshes. Ol sheba al-chireshes. So the brother goes and has a relationship with her. Lo pasas the pikachas. Doesn't affect the pikachas at all. Because she was 100%. Nothing to talk about. Ba yavam al-chireshes. What happened to yavam has a relationship with the chireshes first? Then, right, and that's the Durabban to Gazach, Vachazar Bala Bikachas, and then he's on the Bikachas, Oshaba Alchavah Bikachas, Pasal the Chereshes, that will Pasal the Chereshes from being married. So she goes out now with a get, because the first relationship that they had was full on, and then the other one, though, also has to leave, and the reason why she has to go. Oh, one second. Yeah, she needs to get a get. She doesn't get Chalitza because it was a straight up relationship. And the Pikachas does need to get a get, and she needs to get chalitza. Why? Because it was bia psula, because midrabbanan was usher to go ahead and to be involved with this. Why? Because she already got married midrabbanan with the other one. Gedola ketana. What are we doing with the gedola ketana? Well. No, you got a guy who marries two women. One of them is gedola. And straight up, everything's good. Midaraisa. The other one is a katana, and that was a Durabanan ticket thing. And now he ends up dying. Now they fall to Yibam. Ba Yavam al Gedola. The Yavam should go and have a relationship with the if he has a relationship with the Gedola, Chazar Ba al Katana, then he's a relationship with the Katana. Oshia. Ba Elchiv al Katana, or the brother says a relationship with the Katana. Lopas al Gedola doesn't affect the Gedola in any way, shape, or form. Ba Yavam al Katana. What happens if he's a relationship with the Katana? Chazar Uba al Gedola. Oshba Elchiv al Gedola, or what the brothers do. Right, so if he does that, then makes the wife is now a durabonatika relationship over here. Oh, then pasal is a katana, it's gonna pasal the katana,
And same as before, she's going to have to get a get because she got married midarabanan, and now the gadol also has to get a get and chalitza because it's bia psula. Rabbi Loza Omer, melam de mekatanim shetim aonim bo. No, what we do is we teach the katanim to do miyun. If she does miyun, then that means lemafreya, she uproots the marriage, and now the yavam is allowed to stay married to the gadola, and there is no problemo. Says Rashi, v'ta'aka nisun v'yikai mes gadola, and he can stay with the gadola. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah was like the Gemara. Halachik Rabbi Lazar. Halachik goes like Rabbi Lazar. We say you should do Mian. V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, and also Rabbi Lazar says this is not to confuse. Rashi points out we're talking about different Rabbi Lazars here. This is that the halacha follows Rabbi Lazar. I mean the Tana V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar. The Amora, that's a Rabbi Lazar in Pedas, who was an Amora. Halachik Rabbi Lazar. Halachik goes like Rabbi Lazar in Shamua, who was a Tana. Says the Gemara Utsricha. We needed to say that halacha goes good to Rabbi Lazar in both situations. That we saw earlier in Daf Kuf Tes, the Gemara said over there the same idea. The Rabbi Lazar comes along and he says, "He's going to do me in, and you're good to go." If we just heard about with High Kamaisa in the first case where you have a matzav was what? There were two sisters. One was a gadol and one's a katana, and they're married to two different brothers. Well, two different ones, supposed to two regular the same ones. Two brothers, and the husband of the gedola and of the older one ends up dying with no kids, and therefore now he falls. Now, therefore, she falls. The gedola falls to yibam to the second one, and that's what he says to teach her to do mian. If it was just said over there, then bahachka amr shmuel halach rabbi lazar elias, and they say over there the halach is like a mishum to lokia mitzvah yibam, because the mitzvah yibam didn't happen. So it makes sense to go ahead and say over here that the younger one should go ahead and do mian so that the older sister can do yibam. Aval baha di kai mitzvah yibam, but in this case where yibam already happened, Rashi says b'shteyam with both of them, then emet terivayor libku beget, we would say both of them need to go out with a get. Says Rashi b'shteyam emet lo amr shmuel halach rabbi lazar. Both of them should leave with a get. Why? Because you don't. Because we don't like to go out and say and bring out to say to do mian. The iyashma inan beyond. If we would have just said over here, where you have this girl, a katana, and they're not related to each other, katana and gadola, they're married to them, and then what ends up happening? They fall for yibam. Mishum to gedola rabbi kamei, then we would say what? Because the gedola came here to do yibam, aval idach lo. We would say the teacher going to do mian over here because she fell down to do yibam. But in the other case, then we would say that wouldn't be so because by the katana right now being married to the avam, in the other case, the gedola didn't fall for him to do yibam since she is the sister. And therefore, it's tzricha, we need to say the halacha goes like him in both cases. Next Mishnah, Yavam Katan Shebal, Yavam Katana. Let's say you have a Yavam Katan, that means a 9-year-old boy who now has a relationship with his sister-in-law when his brother dies and sister-in-law falls and she's still a Katana. Yigdalu Zeim Zeh. Well, if he did Yibam, what we do is we wait until they get older, until they become all grow up. Rashi says, V'im Balagarsha, Inu Yachal, Atzi Yigdal, to get Katan, and get the get of Katan is nothing. Bal Yavam Gedola, if he had a relationship with the Yavama Gedola, right? He's 9 years old and or older, but not yet bar mitzvah, and he has a relationship with the Gedola, then to Gadlenu, we wait until they get older. Sounds like in both these cases, they're allowed to be living together. Okay. Now, we're going to see certain circumstances. We're going to ask that the Yavama actually do Chalitza. Ha-Yavama Sha'amar, if you have a Yavama that comes along and she says that Besoch Shloshim Yom, it's talking within 30 days, when she started being with the Yavam, he says, Lo Nevalti. He says, I didn't have a relationship with this guy. She doesn't want to be with him, obviously. Rashi says, Lo Nevalti. Look, we wrote in Rashi earlier. Yavam Shalmer Pesach Shoshim Yom Shekotza Yavam. Lo Nevalti Lo. Lo Yavam. Veget Yavamin Yotze Mitachas Yada. Kedim Afarish Begmar. Vu Omer Baalti. Daecha Beget Kofin Oso. Lachlots. Dehina amenes de aid the atlas yomin muki inish anafshe milival. The Yavama basically says that he never had any tashmish with her. So what happens is they still have a Zika right now. Right? So they're kind of like stuck together. And now she says that she wants to get chalitza, she can go marry someone else. And the Gemara is going to tell us that the Yavama comes with a get from the Yavam. And she says that in order to go ahead to get out of doing it instead of Yibam, and the Yavam says back, he says he did Yibam. All right, so once he did Yibam, now it's straight up, and then that's all he needs to do is get, and if we don't have to do any sort of chalitza, in such a case, kofim asoshi yachlosa, we push him, we force him to go and do chalitza. What happens if it's after 30 days? L'achas l'shem yom. If she came to this after 30 days, then we go out and we ask him to do such a thing, but we don't force him to do such a thing. We don't force him to actually do it, to do chalitza. It makes sense within the first 30 days that maybe they didn't have tashas, but after 30 days already, for sure, they've probably done it by now. Therefore, we have no reason to say that in the first claim, you know, it was within 30 days, you could say, okay, maybe taka, they weren't together. But in the second one, then we're going to say like, probably by now, they're already considered together. If you have the get, and if we don't force them to do any sort of chalitza, we don't force them to do it. But we do say that, all right, maybe she's not allowed to go ahead and now be married to other people because she said that they didn't actually end up having tashmish. So she's kind of stuck over here in such a matziv. She kind of what we call, we'll see in the Gemara Ksuvas, that shavya la kichatichat yisur, she made herself really also by saying such a thing. Okay, but Bizmancha, who mode that? But if he admits that actually they didn't have a relationship, even after 30 days, I feel so even after 12 months, we force him to give her chalitza. Because at that case, we say, okay, there was no chalitza, there was no bia, and therefore she's kind of stuck, and therefore do the chalitza. But let's say you have a case of where there's a woman who gets married to a guy, Reuven, and she really doesn't like Shimon. She mamas doesn't like Shimon, so she makes a neder that she's not going to get any enough from Shimon. Like, never going to happen. And then he ends up dying. Kofen asos yachotzal with kofen to go ahead and to do chalitza with her. Lachem, he says, Baila, but if she made the nether after her husband ended up dying, meaning she already fell into the matzav of the Zika, the Mavakshin and Meshiach, so we request that please to do such a thing. But if she had Kavana for this, then even if she made this nether during the time of her husband's alive, Mavakshin and Meshiach, we ask her to do such a thing. We ask him to be Cholitz, but we don't force him to do it. First situation we spoke about was like just making a neder not to have any hanah from him, but didn't have any thoughts that it's going to come to the day of Yibam. But if we find out that is what she's trying to do, so then, sorry, Charlie, nothing doing over there, and we're mavakish, but we don't actually force him to do such a thing. Her whole focus here was to get rid of Yibam, to not be involved with it, so therefore we don't force him to do such a thing. However, we do ask him so she can go ahead and be married to somebody else. First step of our Mishnah, we had said that if you have a young Yavam, a 9-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl, let's say, Yigdu Zeim Zeh, and then they have to grow up with each other and then see what happens as they get older. The Tanya, now the Gemara asks, let's say our Mishnah doesn't go with Rabbi Meir. The Tanya runs in the Mishnah, Braisa. Katan u'katana lo chotzav l'misabim, katan u'katana, don't do Yibam, don't do Chalitza. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the words of Rabbi Meir. They're not able to do it. So what's shot in the Mishnah is saying that they can go ahead, they can do it, and they can even live together. So it must not be him. It says, no, I feel the Rabbi Meir, even if he says Rabbi Meir. Kiyam Rabbi Meir, what was Rabbi Meir talking about? They can't do Yibam. Gedola l'katan u'katan l'gadol. The chad minayu bia di surahu. Because over there, vadai, one of them is an isser of bia. What would be the issue? Maybe he's a sris, and if he's a sris, then they're not supposed to be doing these things all together. There's no din of yibam here. Or maybe it's an island, as if you flip it the other way. There's no isser for them because they're not yet the age of mitzos. So in such a case, lo amar, he wouldn't say in such a case, so we could even say it's Rabbi Meir. In fact, the Gemara, v'halkatani bal yivam gedola to gadlanu, but we do have the mishnah that says that if he ended up having it with a older woman, then we wait and then they could live together. So we see the Mishnah that what is talking about that type of case. In a case where they already were Mishamesh, then the halacha is different. Meaning Rabbi Meir would say, but the Evid, okay, if that happened, it happened. In fact, the Gemara, Ivahot Tigadlenu Kamar, says Tigadlenu, which seems to mean that there are a lot of keep being involved with one another. The whole bia ubia di surahu. So it doesn't make sense to say that Meir would be okay with that. Ella mechvarta v'sisnol kamer Meir. Must be that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Now ask the Gemara a pretty straightforward question based off the Psukim. You said in the Mishnah that what? That a katan is allowed to be with his Yavama, who's a Gedola. Kari kan lahakim la'achiv shame. We know the Pasuk says you have to make him a shame for your brother. V'hai la'barachiu. But this is not able to do such a thing.
Katan's not able to actually have a kid over here. So what's going on? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Amar Ka Yavamo Yavo Aleha. It says that the Yavam shall have a relationship with her. It means Koldu. It sounds to be, no matter what the age is, it's still going to work. Another answer, Rava Amar, Balav Achinami Lomatsis Amart. So without this pasuk, you also wouldn't be able to say that a Katan is going to be usher to be with his Yavama until he gets older. Because Mi Kimidi Dahashta Sirele Labasar Shaita Sharia. Is there such a case where she'll be usher to him, and then afterwards be mutter? And Vamar of Yud Amirav, Kol Yavam Sheina Nikore B'Shas Nefila, Yavam Yavalev. I'm able to say that at the time of falling, Harei Keishis Ach Sheish Lo Banim. It's like having children; you can't do it Vasur, and she can be usher altogether. So, if we would say that she's not, he's only able to be with her after the fact, that if we wouldn't say that he's allowed to be with her, then he would be usher from being with her even when he becomes older. So yeah, says Gemara, Ve'im Hachanami. Why don't we say that the Taka? That's true. Let's say that if the kid is a katan, then it's going to be usher entirely because he wasn't able to do it at the time when he's younger. No, he can't do that because I'm a krok. Yeshvu achim yachtav. It's just when we have two brothers that they're together, which means that if he's alive, even if he's younger, afilu ben yom echad, even if he's only one day old, one day. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.